So welcome to today's episode. Today we're going to talk about In the Beginning God. This is very important for anyone. Sometimes we just think that this is kind of a religious fairy tale or, you know, some archaic idea, but that's far from the truth. And today I want to go over that and explain why. There's basically in the world today what people consider two kind of ideas. Either you're an atheist or you're a religious person. And while there's some bit of truth to that, it doesn't explain a lot. First of all, for you to claim that you're an atheist, for you to say that there is no God, then what you're claiming is that you have complete and total knowledge of everything that exists in the universe, beyond our eyesight. Like when we talk about at the molecular structure, when we talk about quantum physics, if you can say you can grasp all that and that there is nothing even beyond that, then you could legitimately claim that there is no God. If you claim that, say, well, I just believe it, then you have to come to the grips that that is just a belief that is no different than a person who believes there is a God. It's no more religious or less religious. It's just a foundational view that you are holding to. And you have to be honest with yourself about that, that I have a view that I do not want to believe there's a God. And that's what it is. I do not want to believe. It's not that I have evidence, I have come to a conclusion. And this is important. People will say, well, how do you know there is a God? And we don't, everybody who's living can't say absolutely 100% sure until they die and face that God, or somehow that God comes and appears to us. But there's still a possibility of a God, and that's important because there's many possibilities in the world. And as long as there's a possibility, then you cannot logically come to a conclusion. A conclusion is saying, I have researched, I have seen everything, and there's no possibility that what I am saying is not the truth. That's a true conclusion. I mean, maybe we limit down the possibilities that they're so far-fetched that we would want to come to a conclusion. But in this case, when we're talking about is there a God or not, there is so much that we do not know, so that a conclusion about that there is or is not a God is just a foolish thing to say. And that's what I want to tell you today. I think if you have come to this conclusion, just especially without much research, especially without even knowing the Bible intimately, without studying that, or maybe even other religions that claim there's a God, you're just acting upon what someone told you. You're believing something that suits your life, and that's not a good thing, because basically what you're doing then would be denying reality, saying, you know, it's just not true, and proceeding with it. It would be like saying, I can drink a lot of alcohol and not get drunk because I don't want to believe I will get drunk. But the truth is, you will, because that's what reality is. And so face reality and accept it instead of just denying it because it doesn't suit you. This is a very dangerous spot. And so what I'm trying to compel you to do is to build a foundation built upon logic, built a foundation upon what you can accept and live by and order your life by. And I say, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created. And many, many people in this world believe and have believed there is a creator God because of the things we see. In our experiences, in your experience, you don't ever assume something came from nothing. You don't find things that are made and just assume that those appeared without any sort of intervention or intelligent design. You always assume that. And then we always assume a cause and effect. If something takes place, we always want to know why. And when we say why, then we're assuming there is a reason or a cause behind it other than just nothing. And when we look at the human life, human beings and living things, I mean, you put a seed in the ground and out of that seed comes another plant that produces many, many seeds. If you ponder that, that should be miraculous to you. How can that just take place? And why does that take place? Open yourself to the possibility there's a God is something you need to do. In fact, I would say that there's only really three positions in life. There, you could claim you're an atheist, which I believe is foolish. There's a thing called agnosticism, which Gnostic means to know. And when you put the A on the beginning, it means not. So agnostic means I do not know. And many people have claimed, well, I'm agnostic. And in fact, I would dare say that most people who say they're atheists are not. They're actually agnostics. They say, well, I really don't know. And to me, that's a reasonable conclusion to have for a period of time. I mean, whenever you're faced with something that's new, you are an agnostic. You just don't know. If someone has an investment proposition for you, you're agnostic about it because you don't know if what they're telling you is the truth. But upon investigation, you're going to come to some sort of conclusion. Someone tells you that they love you, then you are agnostic about that until you learn this person and you walk with this person and you find out who this person is. And when you do that, then you come to a conclusion. And so this is what we need to do with God. And by just saying I'm agnostic and then living as if there is no God, you're saying I don't know, so I'll just live like there's not. But that's not a good thing. You need to come to the place where you would decide, is there a God or is there not a God? And of course, there's always going to be some openness, some unanswered questions in that, either way you go. But you just need to make a decision. And I push for you to do that real soon, to just meditate, think about that, say, is there a God or is there not a God? And make a decision, because if you don't, you're going to find yourself having a pretty empty life in the end, because you've really come to no decision that has a fundamental decision, a foundational decision in your life that would direct you in a way that you will be able to build upon. So that's today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please follow along, because I'm going to tell you, if you listen to this, not because of me, but because of what I'm going to use to explain things, which is the Bible, you're going to be blown away, absolutely blown away if you listen to this, because the Bible will blow you away if you understand the Bible the way it's meant to be understood. And I'm saying that this is a newer thing for me to understand it this way, but it has taken my life by storm, and I hope it'll take your life by storm. Anyway, subscribe to this podcast, share it with others, spread the good news. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Bye.